from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there, and welcome to the rewrap for Monday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on News Talk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning, James Corden proves that he's not really that funny after all. We will talk about the top 10 toys for this Christmas. But before any of that, lots of coalition stuff, the waiting game. It's not really the most fun game we've ever played, is it?
So today's the day. Well, it could be tomorrow. But the general expectation is that the meeting is held today, some sort of decision is made, and we will all be put out of our misery. The interesting bit is, if you think about it, we can't call it, can we? We can't call it. Hasn't been a leak. Hasn't been a whisper. When you're reduced to wondering out loud whether Jacinda Ardern's wink on a Facebook post means anything, you know none of us have the slightest idea. Those who are predicting things are doing so out of self-interest or guesswork or theory, nothing more. Others logic, if you think about it, to virtually any outcome. From what Peters has said, both in the campaign and during the talks, you could easily conclude a Labour deal is the obvious way to go. They're close on immigration. They both want to meddle with the Reserve Bank. They both have that overarching thought process that life and times aren't that flash and they need to intervene in the economy more. But, and what about it is, the Greens, they're no friends of Peter's or his thinking. They complicate the simplicity of a two-party deal. They soak up cabinet space. So yes, Peter's could easily go left. Or not. And that's before you get to all the talk about him not forgetting the 90s and National and why he left the National Party in the first place. But, another but. National are pragmatic, aren't they? Far more so than Labour. National are retail operators. They're about being in power and delivering what people want. They can cut Winston a deal and some of those seats to give the party a chance of survival once he retires. Yes, policies are an issue. Immigration, water taxes, messing with the dollar, foreign buyers of land and houses. But they're good economic managers. They're conservative and basically Peters is a conservative. And it's a clean, easy, simple two-way deal that most would argue has a better chance of sticking than a three-way. So, which way, eh? We don't know. We genuinely don't have a clue, which is why, from his point of view, Winston's point of view, he's done so well. That's the way he likes it, and that's the way he has wanted it.
It's weird the New Zealand Herald has run a big front page with today's the day written on it, and if it doesn't turn out to be today after all, what are they going to put on tomorrow? Sorry, it wasn't yesterday like we said it was going to be. I mean, it's not as catchy a headline, but it'd be accurate. Anyway, because, I mean, we asked Bill English about it this morning, of course, and this is what he said.
There is a suggestion, by the way, there's a... what did we call it with Bill English? What did we call
it? No, it was with Jacinda. It was the gobble of indecision.
It was a gobble of indecision. Was it?
The gabble of indecision.
The gabble of indecision.
It's all coming back to me now.
You would almost think we make this program up as we go along. Do we have a potential gabble of indecision from Mr. English?
I think it's a variation on a theme. I've just been.
Is it?
Do you,
yeah.
Okay. So
what do we got?
So this is it. Have a listen here, and you tell me. There's something going on here. Listen to this.
And as you sit here this morning, are you confident?
Well, we're confident we're in a good that for New Zealand.
So it doesn't happen. See, it doesn't happen straight away.
No, it doesn't. But it's he's thinking, am I confident? And I'm thinking, no, actually, I'm probably not. Here's what the boss has just wandered in to say. He's from middle to senior management with aspirations to go higher. He comes in and he's a constant conspiracy theorist. What he took out of that interview was the fact that Labour and Greens are a done deal. And they're further down the track and they're all sorted and set to go. And what Bill's telling us is we've got some policies still to knit up and some positions. There aren't going to be any positions because Winston's going to ring him later on today and go, those positions we get to talk about, don't worry about it. I've gone with the Labour and the Greens. That's from middle to senior management here at News Talk ZB. So take that for what it's worth.
And it turns out that middle to senior management wasn't the only game in town when it came to predicting that situation.
What is slightly worrying is my wife has texted and she appears to be agreeing with middle to senior management here. This tells me, one, they're going with Labour, and two, the coalition negotiations are such a shambles. God only knows what a disaster the government will be. Unless he's going with Labour and Bill doesn't have a clue, he could be further down the line with Labour, therefore not bothering with detail with National.
And three, the other worrying thing there is that she's more in sync with middle to senior management than you.
Then that's correct, because I didn't read it that way. I said, when he came in, the GI said, is that how you read it? And he goes, oh, yeah, that's how I read it. And I went, I'm not reading it that way.
And four, maybe they're just communicating with each other all morning long while you're on the radio.
Maybe they are.
I don't know what that music was supposed to be at the end there that he was singing. Funny how people do that. I know somebody who, when they say it's hammer time, they sing this tune, dun, 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 which is weird because that's the riff from Push It Good, Push It Real Good. Because hammer time is dun, 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 dun. And I've never had the heart to correct them because I just. Internally, I find it funny, but I don't want to embarrass them by expressing that externally. We've got a bit off topic, so let's change it and talk about James Corbyn's ill-advised decision to make fun of the Harvey Weinstein situation at a charity event.
Trending now on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.
James Corden, big trouble, cracking Harvey Weinstein jokes at a charity gala in LA over the weekend.
Right here in LA, it's so beautiful. Harvey Weinstein has already asked tonight up to his hotel to give him a massage. I don't know whether that groan was that you like that joke or you don't like that joke. If you don't like that joke, you should probably leave now. It has been weird this week, though, hasn't it? Watching Harvey Weinstein in hot water. Ask any of the women who watched him take a bath. It's weird watching Harvey Weinstein in hot water.
Dear, oh dear. So the Twitter reaction, sorry, America. No, you can't give James Corden back. He's yours now. It always baffles me that James Corden is popular in the US like finding a previously undiscovered civilization worshipping a can of soup. Ah, it's important that everyone understands that if he was alive at the time, James Corden would have taken a selfie with Hitler. James Corden keeps us... gives us reasons to hate him, but he's a mediocre white dude in Hollywood, so he'll keep getting second chances, I guess. Never thought I would agree with idiot racist Brexiteers, but we should close the borders now. Don't want James Corden getting back in.
Yeah, it's probably good evidence as to why he should never write his own jokes. And I left out the one about coming into a pot plant as well, because I didn't think that was appropriate to play at 20 past 6 of a Monday morning. I hope it's appropriate to mention it during a weird podcast that hardly anybody listens to. We're going to finish up here with some really exciting stuff. It's a list about the top 10 toys this year for Christmas.
The top 10 list, by the way, Hamleys, the famed toy shop, the top 10 list if you're... I'm actually grateful, can I be really honest? I'm grateful that I don't have kids of an age where I have to buy presents for anymore. You know, when you get to the age where they just want a bit of money... or they want a certificate, or they want you to, you know, they tell you what you want. I want an XYZ in X size, you know, specific.
They want a certificate?
Well, you know, what do you call those things?
The vouchers. Oh, a voucher.
Yeah, a voucher.
All right. I thought they just want a certificate. World's greatest.
I've been a really cool kid. Just put it in a frame. Put it in a frame and give it to me for Christmas. Hamleys have come out with the toys. Tyler the Playful Tiger is number one on their list. It responds to petting and talking in over 100 different ways. Fisher-Price Dance, the dance move Beatbo, is number two. The BB-8 robot is number three for this year. Gives the kids a chance to interact with their favourite otherworldly robot.
I want one of those.
Do you?
Yes.
Barbie's in.
That's the one that you can, if you have the right headset, you can control it with your mind. I've controlled one with my mind.
With your mind?
The BB-8.
Didn't it just get confused when you... put your mind onto it?
Oh, yeah, I didn't do a good job of controlling it, but it definitely moved when I thought about it.
Barbie's there. She's got the Dream Horse figurine now. Nerf gun, that's back in. Nitro Long Shot, which allows you to design a rally course and stunt challenges to fire foam cars onto. That sounds fantastic. Megazord, Get a Grip. That's life advice and a game, as it turns out. Performs a series of increasingly difficult tasks without using your thumbs. I'm not sure there's long term.
So you can keep uploading stupid images to your social feed at the same time.
The PJM headquarters, that's a 2 foot tall interactive play set featuring three action packed floors of questing fun. And at number 10, the Hatchimals are still there. Isn't that interesting? So your Nerf gun, your Hatchimals, your Barbies, no matter how innovative we get, it's still the same old favourites Christmas after Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, I keep asking somebody to give me one of those Star Wars robots, and nobody does. In fact, at one stage this year, I didn't even get a present for something this year that I would normally have expected a present for. And I began to think even socks and undies would be better than nothing. Is it? Is socks and undies better than nothing? There's a philosophical question for you to go away with. You can come back and, well, you can sort of shout out the answer to me tomorrow if you like. It won't do any good. I won't hear you, but maybe you can communicate it to me telepathically or something. I am Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap. My present to you every weekday. I'll see you back here again with another one tomorrow.